nuclear materials. The NRC regulates each phase of the nuclear fuel cycle, the steps needed to turn uranium ore into fuel for nuclear power plants, as well as storing and disposing of the fuel after it is used in a reactor. In some states, the NRC also regulates nuclear materials used for medical, industrial, and academic purposes. Work includes reviewing applications for and issuing new and renewed licenses and amendments to existing licenses. The NRC also regularly conducts safety and security inspections. Materials licenses. States have the option to regulate certain radioactive materials under agreements with the NRC. Those that do are called agreement states. The agreement states then develop regulations and appoint officials to ensure nuclear materials are used safely and securely. Agreement states must adopt rules consistent with the NRC's. Only the NRC regulates nuclear reactors, fuel fabrication facilities, consumer product distribution, and certain amounts of what is called special nuclear material, that is, radioactive material that can fission or split apart. Radioactive materials are used for many purposes. They are used in civilian and military industrial applications, basic and applied research, the manufacture of consumer products, academic studies, and medical diagnosis, treatment, and research. They can be produced in a reactor or an accelerator, a machine that propels charged particles. While the NRC does not regulate accelerators, it does license the use of radioactive materials produced in accelerators. For medical and academic uses, the NRC and agreement states review the facilities, personnel, program controls, and equipment involved in using radioactive materials in medical and academic settings. These reviews ensure the safety of the public, patients, and workers who might be exposed to radiation from those materials. The NRC regulates only the use of radioactive material and does not regulate X-ray machines or other devices that produce radiation without using radioactive materials. Medical. The NRC and the agreement states license hospitals, physicians, medical physicists, veterinarians, and radiopharmacists to use radioactive materials in medical treatments and diagnoses. The NRC also develops guidance and regulations, which require licensees to have experience and special training focusing on operating equipment safely, controlling the radioactive material, and keeping accurate records. To help the NRC stay current, the agency sponsors the Advisory Committee on the Medical Uses of Isotopes, an expert committee made up of scientists, physicians, health physicists, and other healthcare professionals who have experience with medical radionuclides. Nuclear medicine. Doctors use radioactive materials to diagnose or treat about a third of all patients admitted to hospitals. This branch of medicine is known as nuclear medicine, and the radioactive materials are called radiopharmaceuticals. Two types of radiopharmaceutical tests can diagnose medical problems. In vivo tests, where radiopharmaceuticals are administered directly to patients, and in vitro tests, where radioactive materials are added to lab samples taken from patients. Radiation therapy. Doctors also use radioactive materials and radiation-producing devices to treat medical conditions, a procedure called radiation therapy. They can treat hyperthyroidism and some cancers, for example, and can also ease the pain caused by bone cancer. Radiation therapy aims to deliver an accurate radiation dose to a target site while protecting surrounding healthy tissue. To be most effective, treatments often require several exposures over a period of time. When used to treat malignant cancers, radiation therapy is often combined with surgery or chemotherapy. There are three main categories of radiation therapy. External beam therapy, called teletherapy, is a beam of radiation directed to the target tissue. Several different types of machines are used in external beam therapy. Treatment machines regulated by the NRC contained high-activity radioactive sources, usually cobalt-60, that emit photons to treat the target site. A second type is brachytherapy, in which treatments use sealed radioactive sources placed near or even directly in cancerous tissue. The radiation dose is delivered at a distance of up to an inch, or 2.54 centimeters, from the target area. And finally, therapeutic radiopharmaceuticals deliver a large radiation dose inside the body. Different radioactive materials can be given to patients and will concentrate in different regions or organ systems. The NRC also issues licenses to academic institutions for education and research. For example, qualified instructors may use radioactive materials in classroom demonstrations. Scientists in many disciplines use radioactive materials for laboratory research. Industrial. For industrial uses, the NRC and the agreement states issue licenses that specify the type, quantity, and location of radioactive materials to be used. Radionuclides can be used in industrial radiography, gauges, well logging, and manufacturing. Radiography uses radiation sources to find structural defects in metal and welds. Gas chromatography uses low-energy radiation sources to identify the chemical elements in an unknown substance. Gas chromatography devices are used to analyze air pollutants, blood alcohol content, essential oils, and food products. These devices can also be used in biological and medical research to identify the parts that make up complex proteins and enzymes. Well logging devices use radioactive sources and detection equipment to make a record of geological formations from within a well. This process is used extensively for oil, gas, coal, and mineral exploration. Nuclear gauges. Nuclear gauges are used to measure the physical properties of products and industrial processes non-destructively as part of quality control. Gauges use radiation sources to determine the thickness of paper products, fluid levels in oil and chemical tanks, and the moisture and density of soil at construction sites. Gauges may be fixed or portable. A gauge has shielding to protect the operator while the radioactive source is exposed. When the measuring process is completed, the source is retracted or a shutter closes, minimizing exposure from the source. A fixed gauge has a radioactive source shielded in a container. When the user opens the container shutter, a beam of radiation hits the material or product being processed or controlled. A detector mounted opposite the source measures the radiation passing through the product. The gauge readout or computer monitor shows the measurement. The material and process being monitored dictate the type, energy, and strength of radiation used. Fixed fluid gauges are used by the beverage, food, plastics, and chemical industries. Installed on a pipe or the side of a tank, these gauges measure the density, flow rate, level, thickness, and weight of a variety of materials and surfaces. A portable gauge uses both a shielded radioactive source and a detector. The gauge is placed on the object to be measured. Some gauges rely on radiation from the source to reflect back to the gauge. Others insert the source into the object. The detector measures the radiation either directly from the inserted source or from the reflected radiation. A moisture density gauge is a portable gauge that places a gamma source under the surface of the ground through a tube. Radiation is transmitted directly to the detector on the bottom of the gauge, allowing accurate measurements of compaction. Industry uses such gauges to monitor the structural integrity of roads, buildings, and bridges. Airport security uses nuclear gauges to detect explosives in baggage. Commercial irradiators. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and other agencies have approved the irradiation of food. Commercial irradiators expose food and spices, medical supplies, blood, and wood flooring to gamma radiation to eliminate harmful germs and insects, or for hardening or other purposes. The gamma radiation does not leave radioactive residue or make the treated products radioactive. The radiation can come from radioactive materials like cobalt-60, an X-ray, or an electron beam. The NRC and agreement states license about 50 commercial irradiators. Up to 10 million curies of radioactive material can be used in these types of irradiators. NRC regulations protect workers and the public from this radiation. Two main types of commercial irradiators are used in the United States: underwater and wet source storage panoramic models. Underwater irradiators used sealed sources that remain in the water at all times, providing shielding for workers and the public. Products are placed in a watertight container lowered into the pool, irradiated, and then removed. Wet source storage panoramic irradiators also store radioactive sealed sources in water, but the sources are raised into the air to irradiate products that are automatically moved in and out of the room on a conveyor system. Sources are then lowered back into the pool. This type of irradiator has thick concrete walls and ceilings or steel barriers to protect workers and the public when the sources are lifted from the pool. Transportation. More than 3 million packages of radioactive materials are shipped each year in the United States by road, rail, air, or water. This represents less than 1% of the nation's yearly hazardous material shipments. The NRC and the U.S. Department of Transportation, or DOT, share responsibility for regulating the safety of radioactive material shipments. The vast majority of these shipments consist of small amounts of radioactive materials used in industry research and medicine. The NRC requires such materials to be shipped in accordance with DOT's safety regulations. Material security. While radioactive sources have many beneficial uses, they can be dangerous in the wrong hands, which is why the NRC works to secure radioactive material across the nation. The first line of defense is licensing. The NRC and the agreement states issue licenses to ensure only qualified people use licensed materials for proper uses. In the second line of defense, license holders are required to have security plans and procedures to detect, assess, and respond to unauthorized attempts to access radioactive sources. Finally, the NRC coordinates with other federal and state agencies to identify potential security threats, be they natural or man-made. The NRC security requirements are consistent with the International Atomic Energy Agency's Code of Conduct on the Safety and Security of Radioactive Sources. To monitor the manufacture, distribution, and possession of the most high-risk sources, the NRC set up the National Source Tracking System in January 2009. Licensees use this secure web-based system to enter information on the receipt or transfer of tracked radioactive sources. The NRC and the agreement states use the system to monitor where high-risk sources are made, shipped, and used. Sources tracked in the system are known as Category 1 and Category 2 sources. They have the potential to cause permanent injury and even death if they are not handled securely and safely, and in compliance with NRC requirements. The majority of these sources are cobalt-60. The NRC and the agreement states have increased control on the most safety-significant radioactive materials. Stronger physical security requirements and stricter limits on who can access the materials give the NRC and the agreement states added confidence in their security. The NRC has also joined with other federal agencies, such as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and DOE's National Nuclear Security Administration, to set up an additional layer of voluntary protection. Together, these activities help make potentially dangerous radioactive sources even more secure and less vulnerable to malevolent uses.
Nuclear fuel cycle. The typical nuclear fuel cycle uses uranium in different chemical and physical forms. The nuclear fuel cycle includes uranium recovery, conversion, enrichment, and fabrication to produce fuel for nuclear reactors. Uranium is recovered or extracted from ore, converted, and enriched. The enriched uranium is manufactured into pellets, and these pellets are placed into fuel assemblies to power reactors. Uranium recovery. The NRC does not regulate conventional mining, but does regulate the processing of uranium ore, known as milling. This processing can be done at three types of uranium recovery facilities: conventional mills, in situ recovery facilities, and heap leach facilities. Once this processing is done, the uranium is in a powder form known as yellow cake, which is packed into drums and transported to a fuel cycle facility for further processing. The NRC has an established regulatory framework for uranium recovery facilities. This framework ensures they are licensed, operated, decommissioned, and monitored to protect the public and the environment. Conventional uranium mill. A conventional uranium mill is a chemical plant that extracts uranium from ore. Most conventional mills are located away from population centers and usually within about 30 miles of a uranium mine. In a conventional mill, the process of uranium extraction from ore begins when ore is hauled to the mill and crushed. Sulfuric acid dissolves and removes 90 to 95% of the uranium from the ore. The uranium is then separated from the solution, concentrated, and dried to form yellowcake. In situ recovery. In situ recovery is another way to extract uranium, in this case directly from underground ore. In this process, a solution of native groundwater, typically mixed with oxygen or hydrogen peroxide and sodium bicarbonate or carbon dioxide, is injected into the ore to dissolve the uranium. The solution is then pumped out of the rock and the uranium separated to form yellowcake. Heap leach facility. Heap leach facilities also extract uranium from ore. At these facilities, the ore is placed in piles or heaps on top of liners. The liners prevent uranium and other chemicals from moving into the ground. Sulfuric acid is dripped onto the heap and dissolves uranium as it moves through the ore. Uranium solution drains into collection basins where it is piped to a processing plant. At the plant, uranium is extracted, concentrated, and dried to form yellowcake. The NRC does not currently license any heap leach facilities. Licensing uranium recovery facilities. The NRC currently regulates an active in situ uranium recovery facility in Nebraska. Two in situ facilities, one in South Dakota and another in New Mexico, have been licensed but have not been constructed. Nine in situ recovery facilities are operating in Wyoming under state regulations since Wyoming became an NRC agreement state in 2018. The NRC takes into account the views of people in the area, including Native American tribal governments, to address their concerns when licensing new uranium recovery facilities. The NRC is also overseeing the decommissioning of five uranium recovery facilities, three in New Mexico, one in Oklahoma, and another in Wyoming. The NRC has several major responsibilities for NRC-licensed uranium recovery operations. The agency inspects and oversees both active and inactive uranium recovery facilities. It ensures the safe management of mill tailings or waste at the facilities, requiring those areas to minimize radon release and disturbances by weather or seismic activity. The NRC enforces requirements to ensure cleanup of active and closed uranium recovery facilities. It applies stringent financial requirements to ensure funds are available for decommissioning. The agency also makes sure licensees follow requirements for underground disposal of mill tailings and liners for tailings impoundments. The NRC requires monitoring to prevent groundwater contamination, and the agency monitors and oversees decommissioned facilities. Fuel cycle facilities. The NRC licenses all commercial fuel cycle facilities involved in conversion, enrichment, and fuel fabrication. The NRC reviews applications for licenses, license amendments, and renewals. The agency also routinely inspects licensees' safety, safeguards, security, and environmental protection programs. These facilities turn the uranium that has been removed from ore and made into yellowcake into fuel for nuclear reactors. In this process, the conversion facility converts yellowcake into uranium hexafluoride, or UF6. Next, an enrichment facility heats the solid UF6 enough to turn it into a gas, which is enriched or processed to increase the concentration of the isotope uranium-235. The enriched uranium gas is mechanically and chemically processed back into a solid uranium dioxide, or UO2 powder. The powder is blended, milled, pressed, and fused into ceramic fuel pellets about the size of a fingertip. The pellets are stacked into long tubes or rods and are made of materials such as zirconium alloys. This material is referred to as cladding. These fuel rods are made to maintain both their chemical and physical properties under the extreme conditions of heat and radiation present inside an operating reactor. The individual fuel rods are bundled into fuel assemblies for use in reactors. The assemblies are washed, inspected, and stored in a special rack until ready for shipment to a nuclear power plant. The NRC inspects this operation to ensure it is conducted safely. Domestic Safeguards Program. The NRC's Domestic Safeguards Program for fuel cycle facilities and transportation is aimed at ensuring that special nuclear material, such as plutonium or enriched uranium, is not stolen and does not pose a risk to the public from sabotage or terrorism. Through licensing and inspections, the NRC verifies that licensees apply safeguards to protect special nuclear material. The NRC and the Department of Energy developed the Nuclear Materials Management and Safeguards System to track transfers and inventories of special nuclear material, source material from other countries, and other material. These licensees verify and document their inventory in the system's database. The NRC and agreement states have licensed several hundred additional sites that possess special nuclear material in smaller quantities. Licensees possessing small amounts of special nuclear material must confirm their inventory annually in the database.